Or lebeis ir chovus halvavus. Back to work, everyone. Shar cheshbon hanefesh, which the chovus halvavus lexicon means things to think about. And we're in the middle. I don't remember what number we're in the middle of. I just have the page number. But I don't have the previous pages. We're in the middle of page Resh Mem Vav.
Oh.
To do a mitzvah b'milua, you do something, you do it right. Whatever it takes. So he talks about different types of doing it right. And he segued, one of my favorite words, he segued into davening. Because he says sometimes mitzvahs are comprised of a very delicate balance between the ma'aseh and the lev. And you have to make sure you engage both. So he starts with saying tefillah is a combination of both. And it's very interesting because you daven, you're talking, your body's involved, and it's very fascinating. Before the point that we're going to start from today, which is on page Resh Mem Vav, with the word Vada on the paragraph, he talked about the halachas of going to the bathroom and washing your hands. And you see that he's looking at those halachas as the mitzvah, clean your body. Your body should be roi the tefillah. You're going to go do a mitzvah with your body now. So it's a body and kavana and lev. So now we're gonna start learning tonight, really neither about the lave part, but up till now he talked about the body part, and he saw those dinim, and like it says in Shulchan Aruch, like before you daven, make sure you don't have to go to the bathroom, and make sure you're not near something that reach ra, and these are all like a tahara of the guf, and now he says, but. And now we go to the kavana part. This is a pretty famous chovus halvavus because he has an arichus now about tefillah, and it's really a segue, pardon the expression, because this cheshbon number 9 is to do a mitzvah completely, and he gave different examples of what completely means, and one of the examples was. That the mitzvahs involve guf, the kavana, and make sure you engage them both completely. And then he veers off into tefillah, and many svarim on tefillah, and musa shmuzin on tefillah, or musa talks, or svarim, quote now from the chovus halvavus, he has an arichus now about tefillah. He just talks about tefillah. Vada, ki hamilim yiyu b'loshon, the words you're going to be saying are physical, you're going to be talking them, but for inyan belev. Now he says, and this is a very, very famous quote of the Chovus Halvavus, what he's about to say, the next phrase. And it's interesting, he just got through saying that with tefillah, both the physical and the lev, and the kavana, the mental, are engaged. But now he gives primacy to one, for sure. And he says, "Bahamilim keguf letfila, ba'inyan k'neshama." Maybe it's not primacy. You know, if you only have your neshama, there's another word for that. It's called dead. So, you know, you have to have a guf also. And the guf, his mashal is the words of tfila, the saying the words, the part that has your body and your guf engaged. Is the guf, and the kavana is the neshama. So obviously, like that, you'd say the ik is the neshama, the ik is the kavana. But you need a guf too. But now he's going to talk about the utter essentiality. And this was written just to give you an idea. As Rabbi Wein would say, a historical perspective. This was written before it was a Shmona Esrei. No, maybe not. It was already a Shmona Esrei, I guess. because the Gemara, that's in the Gemara. But this is like before the Rambam. Before there was really a set Nusach Tefillah so much. There were no Sidurim, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. Like people daven to Hashem. I guess there was Shmona Esrei, because that's in the Gemara already. Hiskin Shmona Esrei Brachas Al HaSeder. This is written like, you know, a few centuries after the close of the Gemara, before the Rishonim, before the Rambam, before Rashi. It's like basically the end of the era of the Gaonim. Did they daven with a Siddur? I don't know. Anyway, the Kavona is the Neshama. V'chol zman shemispalel, shehispalel hamispalel b'lishono, but he's thinking about something else. V'libo osuk shelo b'inyan ha'tfilo, this tfilo is mamish k'guf b'li neshama, which was also dead. When you have a neshama b'li guf, you're dead, and when you have a guf b'li neshama, you're dead. U'klipa b'li toch, that's another thing, is that the act of tfilo is the shell. Here he really, like, it's only the shell, but the fruit, meaning the essence, is the kavana. Tefillah is called avodas halev. That's his point. Tefillah is avodas halev, and you're talking to Hashem, so you're doing the act of talking. You know, when you're in front of a melech, and you're asking for something, so you could be thinking about who knows what, right? He's not your. That's the chiddush sort of. Talking to Hashem and davening to Hashem is not like talking to a melech. Here, the ikar is the kavana. Hashem is looking into your heart. You're speaking to Hashem with your heart, from your heart. What do you desire? What do you want? What do you mean? What do you want from Him? How are you connecting to Him? The form of talking that it takes is just a shell. That's what he says. It's just a shell. It's the guf, but the neshama. It's not like the Torah is saying talk to Hashem and ask Him for what you want the way you would from a melech. It is that, but it's very different than that. It's like you would to a melech, except that you're talking with your lave, and it's going through your mouth. But Hashem is looking into your lave, and if your lave is somewhere else, so the message that comes to Hashem is not, you know, Rafeinu Hashem v'nei Rafei. The message that comes from Hashem is, how many rolls was I supposed to get in the makolet? I forgot. Like, well, what am I going to do today if I go to the bank? Where do I have to go? That's what Hashem hears. So you think you're davening for refuah, for parnasa, but Hashem's getting a different message. He's getting a message of maybe you're remembering the skiing trip you took. Whatever we think about during tefillah, everybody knows their own private thoughts, what they're thinking about by tefillah, until they bump their heads against the table, because they went modim. That's a lashon haGemara, actually. The Gemara talks, an Amora in the Gemara says that he's talking about having kavana. He says, you know, sometimes I remember where I am when I bow down, something like that. I don't have the exact quote. Anyway, he calls it a guf b'li neshama, uklipa below toch, and a shell without the toch of the pri. B'glal nochuchus haguf, if the guf is here, but the heder libo, but the lev is not here. Based philosoph, al kiyosu b'yom rakosuf, yan ki niga shoma ze b'piv, u'besfosuf ki beduni, but the libo rochak mimeni. So the posuk's not talking about tefillah, really. The posuk's talking about stam service of Hashem. But, you know, lip service. Mamash, what we call lip service. So in tefillah, it's fatal, as we will go on to explain. It will stop here.